I always knew that I wanted to get married, and I always knew that I wanted a Jewish wedding. So when Dan and I decided we were going to get married about 6 months ago, the question was, who were we going to invite, who were we not going to invite? And we decided that the wedding was going to be about us. We knew things would go right, we knew things would go not so good, but it was going to be about us. So both of us know a lot of people, and I decided to be proactive and call people and either tell them that they were invited or they weren't invited, because I didn't want a lot of backlash after getting married. So I would call people, and I would explain that we're very glad that we're friends, but I'm very sorry we can't invite you to the wedding. And it went okay sometimes. It didn't go okay other times. Then there were the people that I called that I did want to be there. And there was one person in particular who I called, and I wasn't really sure how it was going to go. So I grew up in Randallstown, and we lived on Nemo Road, and we were about a half a block away from Winans Road Synagogue Center, which is Orthodox. So we grew up going to an Orthodox synagogue, even though we weren't Orthodox. So one friend that I met there, I'd stayed friends with him all my life, I wanted him to come. I called, and I got voicemail, and I thought, should I leave a message, should I not leave a message? There were too many people I was going back and forth with, so I left a message. And I said, we're getting married, I know you're going to be happy for us, I'd like you to come, but if you can't make it, that's okay. And the reason why I said that is because in Orthodox Judaism, if you were to go to a gay wedding, you would be supporting someone who's gay. And I didn't know whether or not this friend would do this. So the friend called me back 2 minutes later, and I thought, wow, this is great. The phone's ringing. I'm going to get an answer. And I thought, am I going to get the answer that I want? So what he said to me was that 4 years ago, when gay marriage passed for everybody, he went to his rabbi, and he said, Rabbi, I really think Lewis and Dan are going to get married one day, and I want to be there. Halachically, Jewish law, is there any way, Jewishly, that I can go? Because when you're Orthodox, if you have a question, you go ask your rabbi, and if you're not sure what halacha or Jewish law says, the rabbi helps you interpret it. And the rabbi said unequivocally, no, you can't go. So what my friend said is, isn't there some kind of loophole? Isn't there some way we could get around this? Isn't there another way to interpret this? And I thought, you know, I have a lot of compassion for this friend because he really wants to be there for me, but for whatever his beliefs are, he can't. And so what he said to me was, you know how much I love you. You know how much we mean to each other. We've practically grown up together. And halachically, I can't come, even though I would really, really like to be there. So just know that I'll be thinking about you on that day. And I am so glad that you met someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And that meant so much to me because we just agree to disagree. And I look at everyone as a teacher. And I thought, well, what can I learn from this moment? And I thought, well, there are a lot of people I have to not invite. So when I would talk to other people and say that they're not invited to the wedding, I used that same compassion that my friend used with me. And I said, you really know how much you mean to me. And I talked about different things we would do together, different life cycle events. You invited me to your wedding. I'd really like to do the same, but unfortunately, we're just having a couple people at our house, and I can't invite you. And I even had one person say to me, this was the best un-wedding invitation I ever received. So fast forward to the day of the wedding, and I kept thinking, this is all about us. So the day of the wedding, different people talked. They said different things. We had our Sheva Brachas, our seven blessings. And my father said, every once in a while, life hands you a moment so precious, so overwhelming that you almost glow. And I looked around and I thought, this is about us. This is about our family. This is about our friends. This is about every single person who couldn't be here. And I always wanted to get married, and I always wanted a Jewish wedding, and it happened. Not a moment too late, and not a moment too soon.